This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wow, it is just amazing how beautiful this weather is, and we all know what they're dealing with in Florida. And man, Hurricane Milton is going to cover a giant swath of the entire peninsula of Florida. And the winds and the expected storm surge are just going to be devastating. And there was a warning yesterday that if you stay, you're going to die. That in certain areas around the Tampa area, if you stay, they say you're going to die. And I hope people are getting out of there. It looks like a lot of people are heeding the warnings. I'm Scoot on the air. Okay, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Man, if you can get out after work today, if you can get out and just walk around and enjoy this, by all means do it, because the weather is really nice. And I think we're going to get our first significant cold front next week. All right, a lot to get to in this final hour. Since Derek Carr is going to be out for at least 2 games, and maybe longer, with this oblique muscle injury. I don't know anything about those injuries, but I guess it can be very, very painful. And so he's going to be out. The oblique muscle is basically on the muscles on the side of the abdomen. So he's going to be out. So who should the starting quarterback be? Should it be Jake Haener? Should it be Spencer Rattler? I don't know. I know this is a primal opinion on my part. I think Spencer Rattler. Although, you know, another person who follows sports very closely, Doug Mouton, said that on Channel 4 last night. He thinks it should be Rattler. And it seems like with the depleted defensive line, Rattler, with his legs, gives the Saints a better chance. Nothing against Jake Haener. But the ability to run, the ability to be really spontaneous, is more something aligned with Rattler than with Haener, from what I've seen. Now, the Saints know more. They're there with the players. They're there in practice, so they know more. I might think that they should pick somebody else, but, you know, I'm going to support their decision. It's all about winning the game. But if Haener starts in place of Carr, and Haener's not doing well, will Dennis Allen be quick to try Rattler? I mean, I think he should be quick to try him. If things aren't working, why not make a change? Because the only thing you have to lose is the game, which is what you're about to lose, if maybe you don't change. So you can comment on that if you want. We've also spent time this afternoon talking about the biggest lie of the 2024 campaign. A lot of big lies out there. I mean, big lies like Haitian immigrants eating pets, stealing and eating people's pets. You can kill a baby after it's been born. And it's just interesting how people interpret certain laws. I mean, they're not lawyers. They interpret certain laws to fit their agenda, even though that's not the way the law would be interpreted by doctors or by the legal system. Even in those 6 states, you cannot kill a viable baby after it's been born. You can't. There's nothing that says you can. But yet there are people who believe that. So it's another one of the crazy lies. The other lie that's been resurrected, even after Trump admitted that he lost the election, is that Trump won the election. And he doesn't want anybody supporting him to even suggest that he did not win the election. Another lie, again, is about the killing babies after they've been born. You know, these are all hysterical, rhetorical, right-wing radical things that are designed to scare the hell out of people. And a lot of people are easily scared. So what about these bombshells that keep dropping from Bob Woodward's new book, New Revelations on Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama?
A new book by Bob Woodward reveals phone calls between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and President Biden's private remarks about former President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In Woodward's new book, War, he wrote Donald Trump had as many as 7 private phone calls with Putin since leaving office and secretly sent Putin coronavirus test machines for Russia during the height of the pandemic. Trump spokesman Stephen Chung says Woodward made it up. Woodward also writes about President Biden's frustration and distrust of Netanyahu over the Israeli leader's talk of killing every last member of Hamas. He felt Netanyahu lied to him regularly. The White House says the commitment to Israel is ironclad. The book also details Biden's criticism late last year of then-President Barack Obama's handling of Russia's earlier invasion of Ukraine in Crimea in 2014. Ed Donahue, Washington.
All right, so what about these phone calls between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin? Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says that Trump's back-channel communication with Russia is really no big deal.
Have I talked to Donald Trump about his calls with Vladimir Putin? No. I've never had that conversation with Donald Trump in my life. But if Donald Trump, even if it's true, look, is there something wrong with speaking to world leaders?
No, but I guess it's what you talk to them about. Republican vice presidential nominee Tim Walz, on the other side, says this is not normal behavior.
There's news reporting that Donald Trump has had as many as 7 private phone calls with Vladimir Putin. I can guarantee you that Kamala Harris and I do not have dictators on speed dial.
You know, if it's phone sex that they're having, how does that work with translators? I mean, it seems like something might get lost in the translation. So Laura Trump, who is the daughter-in-law of the ex-president, Laura Trump is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She knows that Donald Trump is going to win, and she has a new polling system that she's introducing. She doesn't believe the polls that now show that Kamala Harris is leading Donald Trump. In many polls, Kamala Harris is leading Donald Trump. In some cases, by points that are just beyond the margin of error. Most of them are within the margin of error, but she's leading. But she says these polls are ridiculous. And she says that when she is out or when she's on a plane, she says, I get slipped beverage napkins every time I'm on a plane saying, quote, we can't wait to vote for Trump or go Trump or Trump 2024. She's getting these on beverage napkins on a plane, people writing this and passing them to her. Or she says, people keep coming up to me these days in public, wherever I go, and they say they're excited to get out and vote for Trump. So this is the new polling system. And, you know, this is the big flaw. It's kind of like the people who said, well, Trump won the election in 2020 because more people went to his rallies. You know, I don't think people have the basic concept of how big this country is. And we tend to define the world in general by the world around us. And our friends and our neighbors and our family members, they all may think the same way. But that doesn't mean everybody around the country thinks the same way. In fact, people in other parts of the country where people don't understand why anybody would vote for Trump, it's the same. They think, well, my God, everybody here is voting for Harris. How can anybody vote for Trump? So, I mean, this is just an absurd tendency to believe the people who come up to you and to believe the people around you. That is not a way to determine who's going to win the election. I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Joe in New Orleans. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm great.
First of all, I have 2 truths for you and then a lie.
You got 2 truths and a lie.
Number 1 truth. A baby cannot be delivered and then aborted. Well, abortion says that a baby is aborted before it's born. If it's born, it can't be aborted.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Number 2 truth. We have not developed the technology to control the weather.
I know. I know. You know.
Nah. And anybody that think that way need to have their brain checked.
Well, we had a caller yesterday.
Another lie.
All right, get to the lie.
Let me tell you the lie. Donald Trump tried to save Obamacare.
No, he didn't.
That's what J.D. Vance said. J.D. Vance said, Trump tried to save Obamacare. He tried to, you know, improve it while trying to eliminate it, what, 40-something times, 50-something times, 60-something times?
You know, Joe, let's go back to the beginning of that. Republicans hated this plan from Obama, and they nicknamed it Obamacare, thinking it was going to be a derogatory term. Well, Republicans haven't replaced it, so we're still dealing with Obamacare. And if Donald Trump had a plan to replace it, he's not revealing the plan. He's been talking about this since 2016, but nothing has happened. We had a caller yesterday. His name was David. He called from Covington. And he was critical of me, and he talked about the government controlling the weather. And the government controlled the storm, Hurricane Helene, and sent it to North Carolina from the Gulf of Mexico, sent it up through those states to North Carolina, because the government wants to control and mine lithium in North Carolina. That is not true. But this caller was convinced that that and other things are true. It was such an entertaining call. We have posted it on our website, WWL.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it, and I'll comment on some of your comments. And I would love for you to join me on Facebook. It's Scoot on the Air Facebook. You can comment on what we comment on and read some of the comments and comment on some of the comments, because some of these comments deserve a reaction. So anyway, that's posted. And you know, it's just a ridiculous notion that the government is controlling these hurricanes. And if the government can control the hurricanes, why does it want hurricanes to hit the U.S.? Well, David said, it would be suspicious if no hurricanes hit the U.S. So I guess they're just controlling some. Anyway, it's just some of those calls are very entertaining. This was one of the very entertaining calls. All right, let's go to James in Houma. James, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hi, Scoop. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, God bless our brothers and sisters in the great state of Florida.
Yeah.
They've got my prayers. Scoop, I don't know if you call this a lie, but, you know, Kamala has said recently that she's going to be strong on the border. But she's had that up for the last 3 years, so I consider that a lie.
Well, I mean, it's not technically a lie if she says she's going to be. You know, you can say, well, I mean, you can argue that if she was in a position to do something about the border, why didn't she? I'm not convinced that vice presidents have that much power. And Mike Pence certainly didn't do any big decision-making during the Trump administration. I don't remember Dan Quayle doing very much. I don't remember vice presidents doing very much, except for Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney was really a co-president with George W. Bush, in my opinion. I don't have all the emails and everything, but it sure seemed like he was, you know, very involved in the George W. Bush administration and may have been behind calling for the Gulf War. But that's a topic for another show. Vice presidents don't really do that much. But Kamala Harris and the Biden administration didn't really do anything to help the border. They didn't even give the appearance of doing anything to help the border. And that goes against them. And that's on them. And Kamala Harris has a challenge in convincing people that she's going to do something about the border now, because she was at least close to somebody who was making decisions about the border. And essentially, the border got worse under Biden. So is that going to change? I hope so. At some point, America has to get the border under control. But it's going to take an effort from Republicans and Democrats. Maybe Republicans and Democrats can come together after the election. But don't hold your breath, or you're going to get very blue in the face. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Today is a sad day because today John Lennon should have been 84 years old. He was shot and killed in 1980, but today is John Lennon's birthday. Also on this day in 1985, Beatle fans gathered in New York City's Central Park to dedicate Strawberry Fields, a memorial to John Lennon. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back with your comments on WWL.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2008, that was an election year, right? On this day in 2008, the media reported that Madonna did an impromptu song at a concert, and in the song, she threatened U.S. vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. She was the vice presidential running mate for John McCain. Madonna threatened vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin by singing, quote, "I will kick her ass, just get off my street." Yeah, you know, Madonna has not always made the wisest decisions when it comes to things that she has said. In fact, a lot of celebrities have not made the wisest decisions when it comes to things that they have said about politicians and during campaigns. So, you know, that was wrong. You can't threaten to kick somebody's ass. There are ways to deal with political disagreements, and violence is not one of those ways. Ian is going to love this one. Elon Musk is telling everybody to vote. He was at a rally with Trump, and he says, one request is very important. Register to vote. He said, okay. He said, get everyone you know and everyone you don't know. Drag them to register to vote. Text people right now and make sure they actually do vote. If they don't, this will be the last election. That's my prediction. Nothing is more important. More fear-mongering from right-wing radicals. Elon Musk, if you don't vote, if Trump doesn't win, this will be the last election. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you should fear that. And I'm going to be here on the air to point out that Elon Musk was wrong. If Trump wins, if Trump loses, this is not going to be the last election. And Ian, I think you'll agree that Elon Musk hasn't always made the right predictions.
No, Elon Musk is terrible. He makes bad predictions. He's a bad businessman. He, like, you know, which is fine. You know, if you get your daddy's emerald money and you decide to, you know, go into cars and rockets and do all the sorts of things that he does with extremely lucrative government contracts, I might add. If it weren't for Obama's auto bailouts, there would be no Tesla. Don't get me started on this man. What did you even?
He's a genius in his own way. But why not focus on just being a genius?
Then go cure cancer or something. Why are you spending all your time retweeting Nazis on Twitter? Like, I'm not even joking.
I know. He's a mess.
He's a mess.
He's a wreck.
He's a menace.
He's a train wreck. And this idea that if you don't vote, this is the last election. This is going to scare. There's going to be some old people out there who go, oh, we got to vote for Trump. If it's not, it's going to be our last election. Stop believing that. I'm here to tell you that is not true. And you know me better than you know Elon Musk. Many of you have spent more time with me than Elon Musk. I'm right. He's wrong. This is not going to be our last election. By the way, because of the storm, the Friday game between the Pelicans and the Orlando Magic in Orlando has been canceled. Okay, let's go to Daniel in New Orleans. Daniel, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Hope you're having a great day. Wanted to make a quick assessment on the Rattler-Hainer situation.
Yeah, okay.
I think everybody's kind of divided. And, you know, I got a good point to make. I think Hainer should start the first half of this next game with Rattler coming in the second half. And then the second game, let Rattler start and let Hainer follow up. Then, if Carr's out for three or four games, make your assessment on both quarterbacks and go with the starter after that.
Daniel, I love that idea. And, you know, the Saints themselves will tell you that no player shows their true colors in practice, that every player really it's under the pressure of the game that players really reveal who they are. I think that's a great idea. I doubt the Saints are going to be in a position to do that, but I think they should. I love the idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I like Rattler's skill set. You know, I think he has a lot of potential. But look, usually with injuries, we've seen it many times in the past, great things from young rookie players could come out. Yeah. You know, so we could get our quarterback of the future. Who knows? It's still early in the season. Who dat? Everybody needs to stay positive.
All right, Daniel, I appreciate the call. I think that's an interesting idea. Let Hayner start one half, Rattler starts the other half, and then switch it around in the other game. That way you really find out who these quarterbacks are. But it's going to be interesting to see if – and look, I have nothing against Jake Hayner. I have nothing against either one of these quarterbacks. I'm just going with my gut primal reaction. And I think – and Doug Wouton agrees on Channel 4 – I think that Spencer Rattler is the better choice right now. Let's go to the River Parishes. David, you're on WWL. Hey, David. Hello, David. Okay, let's go to Bo. Bo, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Bo.
Hey, Scooter. How you doing, man?
Good.
There's a couple of things came up in your show that I wanted to call about.
Okay.
You know, you were talking about just now about the guy Musk creating fear-mongering by saying this would be the last election.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you call it when Kamala Harris says that Donald Trump is a threat to the democracy of the United States?
I don't think
he's basically saying that. You want to talk about fear mongering? Don't you think that's the same thing?
I've talked about it.
What's that?
I've talked about that.
Oh, and when that caller Scoot called up about Kamala says she's going to be stiff tight on the border, and he thinks that she's lying. And you said, well, she was only the vice president and doesn't really have any control. I just want to remind you, Scoot, I know you want to defend her, but I just want to remind you that the first thing Biden did was open up all the borders. The second thing he did was appoint Kamala Harris czar, the czar of the
border. All right, are you done? You done, Bo?
I would have to say she had quite a bit of authority.
Are you
to
done?
Stop it and to do what needed to be done.
Okay.
Did you forget that she was the czar?
Yeah, we've already.
Do you think that job was just a nothing job?
We've discussed.
Maybe you can explain
Bo,
it to
why
me.
People like you don't want me to respond. You set up.
Oh my God! Now people like you and people like you, you're going to start name calling.
People like
no,
you
no,
don't.
Next thing you're going to do,
you don't.
People like you.
People
what about
like you
people
don't.
Like me.
You see, you don't want me to respond. You set up a scenario.
You want to call
oh
me
my
people
God.
Like you.
You set
you
up a scenario
people
where
like you, Scoot. And how about people like you and the idiot next to you?
Bo.
You're the ugliest woman I know.
Bo. People like you. Then I mean, you set up a scenario. You want me to respond, and you don't let me respond. That's what people like you do.
I just wanted to make you lose it. I just wanted to make you lose it like you do.
Man, you made me laugh. Bo, I'm glad I made you laugh. You know, if I can make you laugh, I've done my job.
You're so pitiful.
We've discussed all these things. I mean, I love when people like you call. It's entertaining. I mean, the audience is laughing. They love it.
Just.
We have talked about this.
Unbelievable.
I don't know if Joe, I don't remember when Joe Borden said, open the border. The border is now open. I have criticized Joe Biden and the Biden administration, which includes Kamala Harris, for not doing more to control the border. But I don't remember Joe Biden opening the borders. But yet, that's what people like that think. Now, I have talked about at length, we've talked about Joe Biden never, ever, Bo, Joe Biden never, ever, and people like you think this, people like me know the truth, Joe Biden never appointed Kamala Harris border czar. Not once. The media gave her that nickname. Her goal was, and I'm not here to defend her, and I've been critical of her. Her mission was to go to other countries and find out what's wrong so we can help make things better in other countries so people don't want to come here. But Joe Biden never appointed her border czar. So, Bo, when people like you call the show, get your facts ready and understand that Joe Biden didn't make her border czar. I don't know how much power Mike Pence had when he was Trump's vice president, but I don't think he did a damn thing. I don't know of a vice president who really did anything. And I'm not saying this of Kamala Harris. I'm saying this to defend the truth. Vice presidents don't really do much. They're not in charge of policy. They're in charge of, like, you know, breaking a tie on Capitol Hill, but they're not in charge of policy. Vice presidents don't set policies. And again, I'm saying this in defense of the truth, not in defense of Kamala Harris. But Bo, man, if you think that got to me, that's funny. Because when people like you call and, you know, you just don't have the information accurate and you think you're so right because you've been talking to your friends, because you got it right, because you heard somebody say something on the internet, and you got it all right. Look, it's entertaining radio, so thank you for calling. All right. I know we got to get to some texts. We'll do that when we come back. We haven't gotten to some texts in a while. One of the main things we've been talking about this afternoon is, what is the biggest lie of the 2024 campaign? If you have a comment, the Okanar Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. On this day in 1965, this was the number one song in the country. This has been named time after time after time by different organizations that judge music. This has been named the best song of all time. The lyrics are incredible. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Hey, today we wish a very happy birthday to, I love this guy, and I saw him in concert not too long ago. Jackson Browne is 76 years old today, and this was one of his many songs. A lot of you may not know that in 1972, Jackson Browne co-wrote the song Take It Easy by the Eagles. So he was involved with the Eagles very early in their career. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. You know, I never set out in my career to be hated by some people. Now, I know it's not the majority, but there's some people who just don't like me. And they accuse me of fear-mongering. They accuse me of spewing hate toward Donald Trump. Being honest about things that are said and done, talking about the facts, talking about lies that are not supported by facts, none of that is fear-mongering. None of that is spewing hate about Donald Trump. I defend what is true. And it's just shocking that so many people want to believe things that aren't true. And then when you tell them that they're not right, even in a nice way, they get upset. Well, that's the way it is. River Parish's David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, the other day I was listening to Trump when it was one of these rallies, and he said he's going to lower our energy bill by 50%. Well, I hope he ain't lying about that if he's got elected. But I did hear him say January 6th he was going to go down to the Capitol with the rioters, and he didn't go down there, so he lied about that. And another thing I wanted to say about Republicans when they wanted to repeal the Obamacare, they just wanted to repeal it because a Republican didn't come up with it. It was a Democrat.
That's
president
true.
That came up with it.
It's true.
And look how many people, millions of people being helped with this.
Oh, and I know.
One more thing to say about.
No, go ahead.
One more thing I have to say. A former Governor Edwards, he accepted a Medicare suspension in the state. Bobby Jindal didn't want to do it. Okay? Look how many people that helped. I just hope the new govern don't repeal it neither. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, David, I'm glad you called. A lot of conservatives, a lot of MAGAites have benefited from Obamacare. There are aspects of Obamacare that have been beneficial to you. If you're so against Obamacare, then why do you accept the help? Why do you accept the medical help? If you have pre-existing conditions, why don't you disqualify yourself? Because Obamacare has helped you get aid. So again, you know, people are very willing to accept whatever they can get from the government, but then they turn around and they criticize the things that have actually benefited them. That's the definition of hypocrisy. From New Orleans, Patrick, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Man, it's really difficult listening to your show. If you have any logic in understanding of history at all, I mean, recent history, I feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone. We all saw what happened on January 6th. He called those people down, and as your last caller said, I'll see you down there. They had 13 police officers that were injured, a few that died by their own hands. Think about that. That's what that man did. It was in 50% of this country still say they're going to vote for him.
But what do you say to the people who remind us that at one moment he said let's protest peacefully, but that was not the main part of what he was talking about.
No, he was trying to subvert an election. That's called a coup.
Yeah.
No one in the history of the United States has ever attempted something like that. That was a coup. How do you call yourself an American and vote for this man? How can you say that you're religious and vote for that man? He's a felon. He's a sex offender. How does he even compare to Kamala Harris? And it's Kamala, not Kamala. It's Kamala.
Well, I believe that there are a lot of people on the right who believe that mispronouncing her name and saying it Kamala, I think they believe that's a way of insulting her.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And it's racist. That woman, look, I'm not, you can't even compare the two candidates. I'm sure there's a much better candidate out there than Kamala Harris. But she's a graduate of college. She has a law degree. She was a congresswoman. She was the attorney general of California. She's a senator. She's the vice president of the United States. She's not president. Like, how does Trump's daddy handed him a bunch of money, and he's a liar. He's a con man.
All right, Patrick.
That's how he got his money.
A lot of people understand that.
You need to be as passionate as I am, Stu. You have a powerful radio station.
Well,
I think
I am as passionate. I think I'm very much as passionate as you are. I'm glad you called. Look, I do believe Trump went to college or business college or some kind of college. I don't know that that's really the main point here. But Patrick, I am as passionate as you when it comes to all of this. I understand why people are voting for Donald Trump. I get that. But that's not going to stop me from telling the truth about the lies, just the blatant lies that I think are an insult to the American people. Ian's got a couple of quick texts for us.
Here's a text that says, there's several of these. Republicans refused to approve the border bill that was supported by the Biden administration. Trump told them not to bring it up. He wanted to use the issue as a campaign wedge issue.
Yes, and we talked a lot about that.
Yeah, a number of people are reminding us that Democrats and Republicans did come together earlier this year to offer a legislative solution to the border crisis, but Trump stepped all over it. Here's a text that says, Scoot, the border is Congress's problem. No president or vice president can solve it without their support, and they can't even agree on what freaking day it is.
Well, and why are these Republicans so damn afraid of Donald Trump? I mean, if you think the border bill is the right thing, why didn't you vote for it? You let some guy call you up on the phone and scare you? I mean, every one of those politicians, every one of those Republicans is spineless. And, you know, and people think the Republicans are big and tough. No, they're cowering. They're cowering people to Donald Trump. All right, we got to get to a break here. We'll come back to wrap up the show. A sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar. John Entwistle of The Who, bass player for The Who, should be celebrating his 80th birthday today. But John did some coke in a hotel room at the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas, and he is dead. Yeah, you know, you did this in the 80s. I did a little bit of that in the 80s. Don't do it when you get older because your heart can't take it. And somebody just died of coke and fentanyl. You know, there's so much crap out there. I'm sorry it's not like the 80s when we had the pure stuff on the street that we could buy. No, there's fentanyl out there. If you buy illegal drugs, you buy coke today, you're taking a chance on dying. And that's not a secret. You should know that. So stop doing coke from stuff on the street. I mean, stop doing coke, period. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Sports Talk is coming up next. Bobby Hebert thinks the Saints are going to have a difficult time beating the Bucks in the Dome this weekend without Derek Carr, who should be the backup. Sports Talk is coming up next. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. Thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.